episode 53 of Thomas and the Bible. It's been a little while. Sorry, I'm definitely late. I took a week off because, you know, I got a lot of crap going on, especially two podcasts that we have. We took a week off in both of them. And also just other stuff because podcasting is like, it's not that much of my life, but it ends up taking a lot of the time. So it's hard sometimes. But and then this one was late. I went a little nuts. I thought I already did this one, and then I looked, and I hadn't done it, and there were a lot of drugs involved, but pretty much, so that's, I'm late now, but, and that was my mom's birthday, you know how that goes. Anyway, important thing is we're here now together, but, however, this, we've run out of luck, because Joshua has failed us. I mean, you can stay if you want, but there's really not much going on. I mean, I'll be here. I'll be doing it. I'll be putting in the time. I'll be reading. But you can leave if you want. Nothing happens today. It sucks. Joshua's earned enough credit to where I still think he'll rebound. You know, I think he'll be back and better than ever. I have no evidence for that claim, except that the past has been really cool for Joshua. It's been really fun. He's been just keeping up the hilarity. But anyway, he's on a break. So I'll read it. It sucks. Whatever. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll think of some stuff on the way. But I read through it twice, and it's just a bunch of names. You know how that goes. So Joshua 14. And you can tell right away that is just let me read you this first sentence. Not even the first sentence. Let me read you like the first six words. And these are the countries which it's over right away. You read that sentence. And these are the countries or names or anything like that. You know, it's already done. It's like, oh, okay, I can skip. These are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua, the son of Nun or whatever, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed foreign inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. Oh, I don't know if that just was this. I think I'm having audio problems. For Moses. Oh, no, it seems to be working. Weird. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, before they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance, and their substance abuse. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. He must have been a gigantic wuss that day. Like he's not actually strong. He's actually weak for an 85-year-old, but he was really weak for a 45-year-old. That's the thing. It's not that he's strong. He just was equally weak back then. So that's why he's as strong this day as he was back in the day. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Yeah, because it's really hard coming back from war. Like, oh man, going out to war and fighting was a piece of cake, but jeez, walking back, it was just boring. It takes a lot of endurance to walk back from war. Could there be anything easier than walking back from war? You got to be like, wow, I just survived a war and I'm alive somehow, and I'm going to a place where hopefully I don't have to kill people or get killed. Like, I think that's pretty. That's probably one of the best walks you can take. It's just like, jeez, I'm relieved. Ah, where was I? Now, therefore, give me this mountain. I don't know why that sentence makes me laugh every time. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Because it's yours to give, apparently. Whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. So pretty much all that happened is this a-hole was like, hey, look, Moses back in the day promised me land because I followed God and all that. And here I am, 50 zillion years later, and I want my land. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land was had rest from war. Ah, good, okay. Done with that chapter. So far not good. So it gets worse. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And it went out to the south side of, oh, here's a good one, Malahagrabim. Who in the world thought of that? And passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karka. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt. Do we need to know this? And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up Beth-Hogla, and passed along by north of Beth-Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal. That is before the going up to Adam. Is there anything less important than how these friggin' primates, how these, like, apes divided up their land, their territory that they thought was theirs, like, given by God? Could there be anything less important than that? I don't think so. It's going to be comical when the sun just destroys the earth in a few zillion years. Like how little that mattered, and it's in God's holy, eternal, perfect book. Like, who gives a shit? It's all sun now. Like, years from now, if we do find another planet or something, and I guarantee you this idiot Bible will still be around. It'll never go away. It's a disease. There'll be some, you know. Some atheist descendant of mine, hopefully, will be like, can you believe that, like, God put this in his eternal book, all these boundaries, and now it just was wasted by the sun? Like, that mattered. Eternal means forever. Even not just a few years or even a few million years. Like, this should be important forever. But could it be that back then they didn't realize the sun was eventually just going to destroy the earth? And then, of course, The what's-a-face galaxy is going to collide with us, and then it'll be... Anyway, what pointless thing was I reading? Let me find it. Pointless. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, under the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem. and the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill under the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kirjath. That's how I'm pronouncing that. Kirjathjearim, also known as Kirjath. And the border compassed from Baal. That's what I've resorted to try to entertain you for this stupid reading. That's how bad it is. Under the Mount Seir, and passed along under the side of Mount Jerim, which is Chezalon, under the north side. Went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah, and the border went out under the side of Ekron northward. The border was drawn to Shekron, passed Mount Bela, and went out to Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. You see what I mean? You see what I mean about this reading being terrible? And the west border was under the great sea and the coast thereof, and the coast of Judah around the strip of the families, and Caleb's son Jephunneh. He gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Aiman, and Talmai, and the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjathsepar. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjathsepar and taketh it, to whom will I give Ashah, my daughter, to wife? What if Ashah was really ugly and everyone's like, I don't have my arm. I was playing tennis the other day. And I don't know if I can. Oh, man, I really want to go to war and take over that town, win your daughter. But I just, it's tennis elbows really have a hard time when I'm, you know, using my sword. It's just not, I don't think it's going to work. So, oh, man, I wish it were me. I'm sure it'll go to some other gentleman. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it. And he gave him Ashnah, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved to him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass. Lighted off her ass. It's interesting words there. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Oh, it keeps going. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom, southward were Kabzeel and Eder and Jagur, and Kinah and Dimona and... Oh, jeez, all right. It's time to speed read some names here. There are like 40 more verses, and they are all names. So, fast forward. And Kadesh and Hazor and Ithan, Ziph and Telem and Beloth and Hazor, Hadada and Kirioth and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam and Shema and Moldoth and Hazargada and Heshmon and Bethpalat and Hasar the Beersheba and Bizdarda and Bala and Lim and Azim and Edelad and Chizil and Horma and Ziklag and Madamana and Sushana and Lebeloth and Shehim and Ain and Rimon. All the cities were 29 with their villages. Oh, and the villages, fantastic. And in the valley, Eshtol, Zorazoria, and Ashnan, Zano, and Gamlam, Telam, and Jarmuth, and Edelam, and Sakal, and Zezabed, Sharim, and Nathan, and Jidra, and Jidrathraim, 14 cities and their villages, and Zinam, and Hadashah. And if you were wondering about Migdal-gad, yes, it is included. And Migdal-gad, and Dilion, and Mizpah, and Jokthel, and Ashith, and Bakal, and Yiglam, and Kaban, and Laman, and Kilith, and Gitteroth, and Beth Dagon, and Nama, and Makadah, and 16 cities with their villages. Oh my god, this is so important. Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Jiftah, and Ashnah, and Nezib, and Kelah, and Zeshem, and Merishnah, and Ekron, and her towns and her villages from Ekron, even to the sea, and all that lay in Ashan, and the villages, Ashton, and the town, and the villages, Gaza, and the town, and the villages, and then the river, and the great sea, and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shemir, and Jatir, and Sukho, and which is Debir, and Enam, and Eshtama, and Enim, and this is so important. I can just feel the godliness emanating from this. And Goshan, and Helon, and Gilon, 11 cities of the villages thereof. And Duman, Eshion, and Janim, Bethbam, Hebron, Zior, and Unsevich, Manon, Carmel, and Ziph, Jeddah, Jezreel, almost done. And Jokdim, and Cabe, Gibi, Tana, I hope you're memorizing all this. Hala, Bethzir, and Gador, and Maroth, and Bethanoth, and Eltikon, 6 cities with their villages. Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Urim, and Rabah, two cities with their villages in the wilderness, Betharba, Midin, and Sekhah, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Enjedi, six cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah, could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Oh my God. So that was one terrible chapter, so three more to go. But this next one's really short. I don't remember if anything happens. I'm going to go ahead and guess no, just because I feel like that's kind of the safe guess. Joshua 16. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passeth along unto the borders of Archi and Ataroth, and goeth down westward to the coast of Japhleti, unto the coast of Bethlehem, the Nether, and to Gezer, and the goings out there of that area. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, Ephraim, and took their inheritance. And the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus. Are you excited, kids? There is another border we get to hear about. Even the border of their inheritance on the east side was Arterothador, Adar, unto the Beth-horon, the upper, and the border went out toward the sea to Michmetha on the north side. And the border went about eastward unto Tannen-Shiloh, and passed it by on the east to Jehnonha. I could have been reading every one of these names like backwards, and would it make any difference in your lives? Would it make any difference? And it went down from Genoa to Ataroth and to Renaroth and came to Jericho and went out at Jordan. The border went out from Tepoah westward under the river Kana, and the goings out thereof were at sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their families, and the separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh. All the cities with their villages, and they drave not to blave, and they drave not out. So drove not out, I guess, is drave. And they drave not out the Canaanites that dwell in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day and serve under tribute. So that's the end of that invaluable chapter. Ah, damn it, another long one. Actually, short. Small number of verses, but they seem to be pretty long verses. Anyway. Oh, okay. Two more. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, which we're going to tell you all about. For he was the firstborn of Joseph, to wit, for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, for the children of Helek, and for the children of Azrael, and for the children of Sheshem, and for the children of Hefer, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Jordan, by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, because you were itching to know. You just had to know. Right when I said daughters, you said, what were their names? Mahlah and Noah and Hoglah and Milcah and Tirzah were their names. And they came near before Eleazar the priest and before Joshua the son of Nun and before the princes, saying, the Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons. And the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, that lieth before Shechem. And the border went along on the right hand unto the inhabitants of Entapua. Now Manasseh had the land of Tapua, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended unto the river Kana, southward of the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh was also on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in... I just spaced out. Has anything happened? Can you dial in now if anything has happened while I spaced out reading? I was amazed. This Bible has... It's opened my eyes to a new talent I didn't know I had, which is that I can just be reading and be thinking of other things. I know I can do that with normal reading. Like, when I'm reading a book at night, oftentimes I'll drift off. In fact, every time I'll drift off. I have a hard time reading. I don't know if it's attention deficit disorder or what, but I'll just drift off and read for pages and then forget what everything that happened and then have to go back. But I didn't know I could do that while reading aloud. I'm impressed with myself. Like, I can just read now this Bible because it's so stupid. And just be somewhere else. I was off somewhere else thinking of other things. I've been cheating on you guys with other thoughts, I guess. Oh, don't worry. When the Bible gives me a reason to, I'll pay attention. I'll pay attention. I will. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar, and in Asher, Bathshean in her towns, and Ibleam in her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor in her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor. Endor! Awesome! The inhabitants of the forest moon of Endor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Tanakh in her towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo in her towns. Even three countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass when the children of Israel were waxen strong, after they waxed themselves, gotten rid of all their excess hair. That's Israelites are hairy people, let me tell you. That they put the Canaanite, with their newfound aerodynamic properties, they put the Canaanite to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, "Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, forasmuch as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto?" And Joshua answered them, "If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee." And the children of Joseph said, "The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel." And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "Thou art a great people, and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and they be strong." All right. On to the last chapter of today. Thank Allah. Okay. Mentally prepare myself here. Okay, this matters for some reason. Convince myself that this Bible matters. Why does this Bible matter? Billions, zillions, jillions of people swear by this freaking thing. So, it matters. I gotta just get myself in the mindset that all these words are holy. They're important. Gotta read them. This is not working. And the whole congregation of the... isn't that just ridiculous, thinking that there... it's not just, like, one guy. Or like, two. There, like, millions of freaking people read this stupid book and think it's real. Isn't that just... Do you ever just sit... okay, fellow atheists, since there's nothing going on in the Bible right now, so maybe I'll just talk to you. Like, do you ever just some days... you just, like, wake up all of a sudden and just think, like... this is really how life is? There are millions of people who are just believe in nonsense? And read this nonsense book and, like, think it's really important and think they're really important and, like... and go out and waste every Sunday following this crap? Like, that's really how reality is? Like, this is life? Like... sometimes I just like almost from a coma just wake up and realize like no this no really this is this is what I wake up to. Like, this is how reality is. We have all the, you know, 80-90% of people in this stupid country. Although I love this country, but let's face it, when 80-90% of believe in this garbage book, it's a friggin' fairy tale. Anyway, sorry, I'll get back. I just am amazed. Like, I'll snap out of it sort of, and just because you get used to things, you're like, oh yeah, well naturally they're, you know, 80% of people believe in some fairy tale as though it's real, and get really mad at you when you even think that maybe their stupid fairy tale isn't real. You get used to that, and then some days you just snap out of it. You're like, God, no. Then I start not believing it. I'll be like, no, that's not true. I bet I could go up to a religious person right now and be like, no. And just go to his face and be like, no. I mean, you're not really, this isn't real, right? And they'd be like, no. you got me. We were all just kidding. Oh, you finally figured it out. We were totally just joking. He thought we were serious this whole time. Like, everybody in the entire country's like, oh man, he thought we were serious. Did you see your face for the last, you know, X years of your life that you believed this was real? Anyway. Okay. This matters. Ah. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go possess the land which the Lord of your God, of your fathers, given you? That's good. I like that. I should do that to people. I could be like, hey, Steve, you know, the Lord has given you the land of Italy. It's yours. He just gave it to you. It's your inheritance. Go take it. And then like a week later, come back. Have you still not taken your inheritance? What's going on with you? He gave it to you. Do you not respect the Lord, his gift of Italy to you? Just go just conquer him. He gave it to you. What are you doing here? Why are you still here? Like that's sort of the equivalent of what's happening here. Joshua has handed out, you know, a bunch of land that people already live in, been like, take your inheritance. Like, and then it comes to these people who haven't yet slaughtered everybody. Hey guys, what's going on? You haven't give you that inheritance and you don't go and take it. What gives? I love that concept. That's good. Give out from among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them. And they shall come again to me, and they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north. You shall therefore describe the land into 7 parts. Bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord your God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to to describe the land, saying, go and walk through the land and describe it. And come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. The men went and passed through the land and described it by cities into 7 parts in a book. And why couldn't everybody have done that? And then this entire last freaking 8 chapters could have just been like, see this book. Like, for information on crap you never will care about, see this book called Borders No One Gives a Shit About. And that, skip all this. This Bible, I'm telling you, I haven't come back to this in a while, but this Bible could be 3 pages long. I'm convinced. It's just simple facts. Okay, I haven't gone through the whole Bible, but at least the 4 or 5 or however many books I've gone through could be, what, like 16 pages? In Bible pages, by the way, I'm on like page 130-ish, 125, something like that. I'm telling you, it could be 30 pages minimum. Maximum 30 pages. Do you not agree? Speak up. Because, like, oh my gosh, there's so much crap you could cut. There's just so much extraneous information, and I wonder if you did that. Somebody has to have done that before. That would be an interesting project. Maybe when I'm 100, I have nothing else to do because by the time I'm 100, I'm sure we'll just live forever or whatever. And like, well, that'll probably kill religion right there. Right when we determine how to just live infinite lives, I'm thinking religion's going to take a bit of a hit. But But in case there's anyone who still believes in this bullshit, I'll maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just create a trim the fat version of the Bible that just says like, and then Moses went here and did that, and they built an ark. For anyone who's been with me the entire time, which I would think would be everyone, because why would you, if you were going to bother to listen to this podcast, why would you like? Oh, I'm just going to pick it up in the middle of Joshua, just see what's happening. Anyway, for those of you who remember the Holocaust, which was the freaking building of the ark, could you imagine that entire just massacre, that abortion would be one sentence. And the people built the ark to the Lord's specifications. End! Done! Oh my God, that would be... I can't even... Do you guys remember that? Did I dream that? That wasn't real. That's another one of these, like, that wasn't actually real, right? I just dreamt that. That didn't happen, right? Where there was like 80 pages of just the most mundane horse shit. That would be one sentence in my book. I think people should start worshiping me. And I don't mean to get arrogant about it, but like, just if I told the world like, okay, look, you got to read this part about the ark, and then I presented them with my version, I bet you I would get a fair number of people who worshiped me at that point. It would be like, you just turned this agony into something that I could read and not hemorrhage out of my brain. Like, I seriously would become a god. I'm convinced. Anyway, I'm just trying. There's nothing that's happening, so I'm just trying to just spice up this reading a little bit. And the men went and passed through the land and described it. I already read that. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. They had the east division, the east. Anyway, and the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from Jordan, and their border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward. And the goings out thereof were at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went over from thence toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward. And the border descended to Eterothandar, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the nether Beth-Horon. And the border was drawn thence, and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth before Beth-Horon southward, and the goings out thereof were at Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter, and the south quarter was from the end of Kirjath, and the border went out on the west, and went out to the well of the waters of Nephtoah. And the border came down to the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is in the valley of the giants on the north, and descended in the valley of Hinnom. I've started to fall asleep again. Hinnom, to the side of Jebusee on the south, and descended to En-Rogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forth to En-Shemesh, and went forth toward Geliath, which is over against the going up of Edomim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side, over against Arabah, northward, and went unto Arabah. The border, almost done, kids. And the border passed along to the side of Beth-Hologah, northward, and the outgoings of the border were at the north bay. I would rather read about the borders of Middle Earth. They're more important. Those borders in Middle Earth have more an effect on our lives than the borders in this book. I'm telling you right now. I'm gonna start reading. I might just start. Screw it. I might just, when it gets like this, I might just read out of the Silmarillion or something. Would you notice? I mean, you notice because you'd be like, "Wow, this is actually good and readable." But other than that, just quality wise. Just holiness-wise, you wouldn't notice. It'd be exactly the same level of holiness. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the coasts thereof, round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the... I just blow through this last part. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, and Bethelgah, and the valley of Kaziz, and Betharba, and Zemarim, and Bethel, and Avim, and Perah, and Ophrah. Wow, that's okay. I got to pause. Ophrah. That's really close to Oprah, but there's an extra H. Ophrah. And that's a good one. Chepharhamone and Ophni and Gaba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon and Ramah and Beeroth and Mizpah and Chephira and Moza and Rechem and Ephraim and Tarakel and Zerah and Aleph and Jebusi, which is Jerusalem, Gibeoth and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. Alright, done with that reading. That was the most pointless thing. No, I should never say that. Nothing's more pointless than the Ark. So sorry, guys. That was really disappointing. I really hope Joshua picks it up again, because he was doing some great things. He was entertaining us like no other. Then again, we're kind of almost done with Joshua. It's only 24 chapters, and we're on 19. So, I don't know. I hope the whole end isn't this garbage. Anyway, all right, guys. Please review me as usual. And don't base your reviews on how terrible the Bible is, you know, because there's only so much I could do when I have to read this crap. Anyway, but I think it's important to read the crappy parts to remind us how crappy this crap is crap. Like, we really, you know, it's boring, but I mean, it bears repeating, you know, it doesn't bear repeating. It bears knowing, like, it bears going through it that to realize how bad it is. When somebody references the Bible, we can say, like, have you read the parts that are just crap? Like, they're not even offensive or evil. They're just boring. Nothing's more offensive than that. Jeez. It's just boring. Nothing happens. Why would you write that? There's no reason. It's the ultimate offense to me. Just writing crap that just nobody would ever care about. No. Like God would do that. Stupid. All right, anyway, please review me on iTunes, and if you want to check out a more bathroom humor friendly, no, not really, but kind of, F This Podcast, we're having a lot of fun with that one. It's definitely like less to do with religion and more just stupid things people do all the time, complaining about it, and me just laughing like an idiot the entire time, because I just think my brother's hilarious. But anyway, that one, check that one out if you want on iTunes, F This Podcast, and if not, I take no offense, because it's not for everyone. We definitely have an interesting type of humor, I think. I love it, but anyway. All right. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you next time.